mentioned this morning that in the cycles of Jewish history, we'd hoped that we'd reached the point that all that tzoros we could see in the rearview mirror, that somehow we'd finally reached some state of menucha. And yet, somehow, front and center, we keep facing tzoros. They don't go away. And as the Mishnah says in Saita, we don't have a Mikdash, we don't have a Novi. Ain't literally Shoyan Elo Alavino Shabashamayim. All we have is the possibility, the great possibility, of beseeching the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in Tefillah. And the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should hear our tefillahs. Tefillah is a midah that to the largest extent is not understood other. I'm watching carefully and I observe among my Talmidim. I speak to Rabbeim with younger Talmidim and they're Talmidim who have no conception of what tefillah is. I begin to understand what tefillah is. Not the time and place to address that. But tefillah has to be a very intense experience. It comes from the depth of the soul. If tefillah is an external experience, then we haven't davened at all. Davening means that it comes from within. The Gemara tells us most remarkably in Sech the Megillah, Daf Yudalet Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us of these seven Neviyas that existed in Klal Yisrael. And Chulda HaNeviyah was one of those Neviyas. And how do we know that she was a Neviyah? Vayelech Chilkiyo, Akoyim, Vachikim, Vachbar, and they turned to her for Nevuah. And the question was, two questions. Yirmiyo was the greatest Novi of his time, and they should have naturally gone to Yirmiyo and not to Chulda. Considered a slight for the great Novi of that time, Yirmiyo. So the Gemara answers that Chulda was related to him, so he was willing to have them go to her. But the Gemara asks, ultimately, Yoshio Gufa Hechi Shovet Yirmiyah Meshad Legabo. Yoshio HaMelech wanted to be Mishalach for the salvation of the Beis HaMikdash. And instead of beseeching Yirmiyah, that Yirmiyah should implore the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to spare them, he sends the Chulda HaNeviyah. What prompted him? And the Gemara answers, Omer of Shiloh, women are compassionate. The nature that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them, the rachamim, is accentuated in the personalities of women. It was by nature and nurture. That's the responsibility to raise children. So by nature and nurture, the Rabbeinu Shalom gave them the personality which allows them to be compassionate. And that compassionate personality would express itself in the compassion for Klal Yisrael, the Mefarshim tell us, in a greater depth of tefillah than that felt by Yirmiyahu Hanovi. Now, Yirmiyahu Hanovi was not a cold person. Yirmiyahu Hanovi states, we all read on Tisha B'Av in the kinnas of the gruesome death of Yoshio, how hundreds of arrows were shot into his body. He died a most gruesome, horrific death. And Yirmiyahu expresses himself, as I'll tell us, that I envy Yoshio. I wish I had his death. Because mine is worse than his. And why is that? Yoshio died before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And I observed the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. What I endured was more painful than the anguish of Yoshio HaMelech. Yirmiyahu felt deeply the pain of his death. And yet, Chulda HaNeviyah would bring somewhat more compassion to her tefillah. a greater depth of tefillah, a greater depth of feeling for Klal Yisrael. A little bit more. And that perhaps Yoshio felt was enough, the spirit of Beis HaMikdash. That's the nature of tefillah. We come together to experience the intensity of tefillah. To understand the needs of the hour, the needs of Klal Yisrael, and the needs of drawing closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. There's a medrash, and that's why we gather together, b'tzibur. An elderly woman came to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and she said, Rabbi, I lost my time for living. I don't want to live anymore, but the Ribbono Shel Olam keeps giving me years. I don't have what to live for. And he saw obviously that there was no means of changing her mind. She said, I'll give you a very simple eitzah. This woman used to attend the tefillahs 3 times a day with Rabbi. She said, stay home, don't go to shul anymore. In 3 days, she passed away. She was mispalo. We could understand what type of davener she must have been. At this advanced age, 3 times a day, she came to the Beis Medrash to join the tefillahs of Rabbi. So when she stayed home, she obviously was mispalo too. Maspalelos. But not with the schus of the rabbin. When we come together with schus of rabbin, it's a different nature of tefillah. It's a different schus of tefillah. In the schus of one person, Rabbi Kiveger cites a tshuva, his father Shachreiner, in the schus of one person that has appropriate kavona, the tefillahs of all of us are accepted. So beyond the fact that we're coming before the Ribbono Shel Olam b'schus harabim, but it's multiplied by the fact that that one of us who experiences the most intense tefillah gathers together with his tefillah, all the tefillahs harabim, and that's the manner in which they come before the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the reason that we gather tonight. We wish we'd be at a time we could say the news is better. Just on the way here, one of the victims of the Har Nof attack a year ago passed away over Shabbos. Lo zechino, with a year of Avodah to save his little person and his life. It just adds another step to the tragedy of a year ago and intensifies our feeling of the need to pour out our hearts before the Ribbono Shel Olam in tefillah. We'll begin in a moment our tefillahs, and I do want to welcome the Moshe Meir Weiss, a renowned Rav, an inspiring darshan who's come to inspire us on this evening that we've gathered together. We'll begin with the Tillum, and after that the Weiss will address us. So I'll start with the Tillum now. We'll do ones which are pretty conventional.